This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We talked about the concept of love and hope. Today we're going to move on to fear. Fear is mentioned in the Quran in so many verses. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Whoever has khawf of the maqam of Allah, the status of Allah, shall have multiple jannas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The believers have khashya of Allah, and they have khashya of no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believers are those who when they think of Allah, their hearts tremble. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. By the way, notice how many different verbs are used in the Quran. You have the verb of khawf, or the concept of khawf, which is to fear. You have the concept of khashya, and khashya is the highest level of fear. You have the concept of wajila, their hearts are trembling. You have the concept of ishfaq, wa hum min khashyatihi mushfiqun. And also in the Quran, inna kunna qawlu fi ahlina mushfiqin. And shafaq is a type of fear that allows you or causes you anxiety that you want to not have the fear, which causes you to act so that you avoid the fear. In other words, shafaq is an action-based fear. Because of the fear, you're going to do something to not feel that fear. You're going to act to prevent that fear from happening. Now, when we talk about fear of Allah, it is very important to underscore that this fear is not coming out of a sense of we don't want to be touching the adab of Jahannam and that's it. That's a very superficial level. It's not wrong, but it is not correct either. The ultimate fear of Allah comes from our own sense of disappointing Allah Azza wa Jal, whom we should please. Our sense of disconnecting from the one we want to connect with. Fear of Allah comes out of love of attaining Allah's paradise, love of attaining Allah's pleasure. So fear comes from majesty. The fear that we have for Allah is very unique. It cannot equate with the fear of any creation, the fear of a lion, of a thief, of something. No, the fear of Allah is a fear stemming from loving the majesty of Allah, from being scared of not pleasing the one we want to please, from being scared of being disconnected from the one we want to be connected with. And a part of that, yes, comes the adab of Jahannam. But that's not the main fear. The main fear comes out of a sense of being in awe out of the majesty of Allah and of not living up to our expectations. Also, our fear does not stem from Allah Azza wa Jalla, astaghfirullah, being unjust. It stems from our understanding that we might not live up to what is expected of us. Our fear is not because there's Jahannam, we don't want to enter there. Our fear is, what if I don't deserve Allah's pleasure? What if I fall short of what I'm supposed to do? And that's why Allah says, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. They are fearful of the day of Hisab because they know they have done something that will cause them to enter the place they should not enter. Our Imam recited today, that وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. The believers are those who they give of their money and their hearts are trembling. They give sadaqah and their hearts are trembling. In the hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulullah, who does this refer to? Listen to this. Does this verse refer to the people who drink and the people who do zina and they're doing major sins, such that when they give charity, they're thinking, Allah's not going to accept my charity? Because the verse says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. They are giving from what Allah has given them, and as they give, they're scared. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, are these the drunkards, the womanizers, that when they give, they're like, Allah's not going to accept? The Prophet ﷺ smiled and he said, لا يا بنت الصديقة. No, O daughter of a صديقة. These are the people, يصومون ويصلون ويتصدقون. They are praying, they are fasting, they're giving charity, and they're still worried that Allah shall not accept their good deeds. So you see, the fear of Allah does not stem from this sense of, oh, there's only punishment. The fear of Allah stems, what if I fall short from pleasing Allah? What if I don't do what I'm supposed to do? What if my good deeds are not accepted because of a shortcoming from within me? That is the ultimate level of fear. And again, we go back to something I said yesterday. Love, fear, and hope must coexist together. If you only take one of these three emotions, you shall go astray. Ibn al-Qayyim famously remarked, this is very famous that he would always say this, that love is the primary, it's the heart. And fear and hope are the two wings that push it forward. Love is the primary emotion, but you need fear and hope to propel you. They are the wings that you fly on. When do you use fear and when do you use hope? Generally speaking, fear is more useful to bring to your mind when you're about to commit a sin. And hope is useful to bring to mind to incentivize good deeds. So fear and hope together, along with the backbone of love. If you only have one of these emotions to the exclusion of the others, our scholars say this leads to deviation and eventually heresy. Let's look at those who preach this notion, God is love, and that's it. They have no concept of fearing punishment, fearing adab. They have no concept of hisab. When you just preach God is love, God is love, God is love, what's the result? We see around that those that are involved in fahisha, don't worry, God loves you as you are. God loves you exactly like this. And Allah says in the Quran, Wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. Allah doesn't love fahisha and fasad. Allah loves those who repent. Allah loves those who come to Him. We don't preach unconditional love, or else we get this, you know, frankly, I mean, how else to put this? This leftish, wokish culture here, that makes no sense. If there's no fear, then you're not going to live up to higher expectations. Contrast this to those who only have fear. There's no concept of love, mercy. There's no concept of raja. These are the types of people every religious group has to deal with. The ultra fanatics, the ultra crazy folks. Our Prophet predicted they're going to come. The Khawarij, he predicted them. He said, when you look at their salah, their zakah, you're going to think you're nothing. They're so pious. Yet when they recite the Quran, it doesn't even go beyond their throats, meaning it's not affecting their hearts. They're not really believers. He said, they'll kill the believers and leave the enemies. And wallahi, we've seen the fanatics 10 years ago, 15 years ago. We've seen these crazy people. They have nothing but obsession with minutiae of the law. And they don't realize at all that the law is not meant except to be... Anyway, I don't want to get into the issue of those groups. If you don't have love and compassion and you just have this obsession with fear, we know what happens. It leads to fanaticism. It leads to the types of fanaticism that turns everybody away from religion. We see this. Our religion is not just about fear. On the contrary, fear comes after love. So we must have love and fear and hope, each one in its proper place. But love is the overriding emotion when we worship Allah, and fear and hope propel us forward. Final point here. These two emotions, when they are combined, I mean here hope and fear, because love is the backbone and hope and fear are the ones that are pushing forward. When they are combined, this is the sign of true iman. I'll finish off with two hadith here. Once our Prophet visited somebody who was about to pass away. He was sick and he was about to pass away. And so he asked this man, how do you find yourself? Hadith is in the Tirmidhi. What is your state right now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am scared for the sins that I've done. But I'm also hopeful Allah's going to forgive me because of my good. I'm scared, but I'm hopeful. When the Prophet ﷺ left, he goes, never do these two emotions combine in a person, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his fear and will give him his hope and protect him from his fear. He will give him what he hoped for, forgiveness, and protect him from his fear. These two emotions have to be combined. And in the other hadith, in the Sahih of Ibn Hibban, it's an authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. He swore, Allah is giving qasam, I swear by my izzah and my jalal, لَا أَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ حُزْنَيْنِ وَبَيْنَ أَمْنَيْنِ. I'm never going to combine between two complacencies and two hopes. I'm never going to combine between these two. The one who was complacent of me in this world, he shall be fearful of me in the next. And the one who was fearful of me in this world, he shall be safe from me in the next. In other words, you choose. If you're going to feel arrogant, yeah, no big deal. Allah's going to forgive no matter what I do. If you have no fear in your heart, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I will not combine between the two worlds. You're going to feel fear in one of them. If you felt completely safe, arrogant safe, then you shall feel fear on the Day of Judgment. And if you felt fear in this dunya, if you had khashya in this dunya, I will make sure you will not feel khashya in the hereafter. So you choose, brothers and sisters, which of the two worlds do you want to feel safe and which of the two worlds do you want to feel fear in? And that is why fear of Allah, fear of the maqam of Allah, fear of disappointing Allah, fear of disconnecting from Allah, fear of not attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a part and parcel of our iman, and it is one of the important pillars of tazkiyah of the qalb. And inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.